thank you for joining us here at Fanfic Theater. Before we get to tonight's story, I'd just like to take a moment to thank all of you who downloaded the first episode. We had over 3 downloads this week, which to me proves that now, more than ever, in these troubling times, people are looking for an escape. And there is no better place to escape to than space, the final frontier. That's right, friends. Tonight, we boldly go to the universe that launched 1,000 fictions. Set your phasers to fun as we take a look at R. Kalau's Star Trek. You are.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
There it was again, a voice, coming from this flower.
Spock picked the flower on the alien world they beamed to make first contact with. He, McCoy, and Starfleet Officer Ames, who was a negotiator from Earth, were sent to open negotiation with the inhabitants of this world just located out of Federation territory. Now they had beamed down and were waiting to make contact with the inhabitants.
Hello? Did someone say something?
Down here!
Spock looked more closer at the flower.
Yeah, down here. Don't move us around so much.
Spock moved the flower closer to his eyes so he could see better, and there indeed was somebody on it, as his Vulcan eyesight was better than anyone's, but they were tiny. No more than a fingernail. Spock? It's me, McCoy. That's a pretty flower. Why are you holding it close to your eyes like that? He and Ames were there watching as Spock was talking to himself. Spock turned and raised his eyebrow.
You hear me talking to myself, Doctor? That's mostly illogical.
McCoy returned the raised eyebrow. He and Ames went to study the growing vegetation around them. McCoy kept an eye on Spock as he held onto the flower, seemingly not to let it go.
Don't worry, I'll get you back to the Enterprise. Our spaceship in orbit of this world, and people will believe you exist.
McCoy didn't say nothing, only shrugging his shoulders.
You're the inhabitants of this world?
Yes, we are called Delphians. We wanted to make first contact, and we have an enemy, in fact, we need help with, but are too small to defend ourselves.
Who is your enemy?
The enemy is bigger than big. In fact, here comes the enemy now!
That's your enemy? Mostly illogical. It's just an ordinary dog.
But in fact, these were no ordinary dogs at all. They too were holding onto weapons like phasers and firing at the 3 Enterprise officers who still could not believe their eyes.
Woof, bark, drop that flower.
But the Vulcan did not move. He reached for his own communicator and flipped it open.
Spock to Enterprise, 3 to beam up. Don't worry, little flower. You'll be safe once we are out in space.
Both Spock and this planet literally have gone to the dogs. Starship Enterprise, of course Captain James Kirk was waiting for the 3 officers in a transporter room.
Nice flower, Spock. Let me try to touch it.
No, it's mine, Captain. Please don't touch the daisy. The alien planet was similar to Earth, but ordinary rules do not apply to it.
Dogs? Who would have imagined? May I hold the flower?
No.
They returned to their duties. Kirk went to see McCoy about Spock as Spock returned to his quarters. Before going to the bridge, he found a vase for the flower and gave it water to drink.
Little flower, if they are dogs that inhabit this planet, logically, animal the dominant life here then. I still do not comprehend. What does that make you, life on this flower I see?
Wait, what?
What are you? Give me an answer, though I'm not sure I want to hear one.
We're fleas, of course. What did you expect?
If I were human, I would have fainted by now. But being a Vulcan, I'll instead merely raise an eyebrow, tilt my head, and say, highly illogical, but facts are facts.
The Delphians, all 100 of them, left from a race of a billion agreed. They all said together,
indeed.
Ouch, that actually hurt, Dr. McCoy.
Keeping an alien race as pets is one thing, but when you find out that they're fleas and still keep them, that's another. You know what fleas do and what they're attracted to? Quit acting like a dog and stop scratching yourself.
But as I've informed you from time to time, even a Vulcan can take so much pain.
I'm going to give you a hypo shot, Spock. Should make the fleas bounce off you and back to that flower. In the meanwhile, just be careful. Be sure to take a shower. You keep acting like a dog and I'll probably have to have you spayed and neutered.
Just let me get to my feet here. Woof, Doctor. I mean, thank you.
Spock, not daring to go to the bridge in his condition, started to his quarters as Captain James Kirk was heading to McCoy for his physical and examination.
Spock, heading to see the good doctor.
Spock raised his eyebrow before he could stop himself. He turned to greet the captain and trying to say something to him.
Woof.
Kirk only shrugged his shoulders, thinking it was another try from Spock at trying to be funny, but instead went to see McCoy himself. The doctor only started examining Kirk but didn't say nothing about Spock. In his quarters, Spock noticed the fleas gone back up on the flower, but he still scratched behind his ear. Another flea in turn jumped onto the flower. Spock took a shower. In the shower, he started to sing an old Earth song he saw in a movie once.
I'm bad, bad to the bone. Now to dry myself off. The Enterprise is under attack.
Spock, thank you for joining me on the bridge. The enemies say they're dogs from that planet and they want the fleas you have. You happen to leave out something in your report, Spock?
Who, me, Captain?
They're retreating, or should I say, retrieving, Captain.
Just one of those days. Sulu, open hailing frequency.
Communications received, Captain. Dogs said they're all ears, waiting for your transmission.
Honest to Christ, I'll surrender without a fight and hand over the entire crew if I hear any more dumb puns.
As you wish, Captain.
Jim Kirk felt relieved as the incident with the dogs were over and they did not want the fleas anymore, so they retreated, but Spock kept the fleas as they decided to find a planet for them to live on, but suddenly something happened to the Enterprise. A Klingon vessel suddenly appeared and they were under attack. On the bridge view screen, a Klingon appeared. Kirk saw who it was and he had then felt uneasy.
My dear Captain Kirk, how nice to meet you again. This time we shall win. We disable your vessel and we are ready to board your vessel.
Not on my watch, Koloth. You could try, but not on my watch.
Captain, there's an alert on the Enterprise. Indications are something's happening inside Spock's quarter.
I'm going to investigate. What's this? The fleas made the flower bigger, but they remain the same size.
We understand how you speak now. We thank you for not returning us to those dogs. Now we want to help you in return. As soon as that alien over there lower his ship's shield, you can send us over there by your moving device.
Spock did not ask how they knew everything was happening and who the Klingons were or how they could talk, but knew that they were right, of course.
Everything you told me is logical, of course. And it would be interesting to see how they would react to you. But you know, you beam over there, there is no coming back.
Yes, we know our lives were sacrificed once we left our planet, but we will help you now. The vessel's shields are down. You'd better transport us now.
I'm logically sad. Goodbye, Delphians.
Spock returned to the bridge after he had teleported the fleas over, once the Klingon vessel had dropped their shields to fire on the Enterprise, and then he himself returned to the bridge in time to see Koloth and his crew scratching themselves.
Arg! We will be back to seek revenge on you! We're out of here!
The please sacrifice themselves for us, Captain, but I shall miss them.
Most human of you, Spock.
The Klingon vessel continued back to Klingon's base as they scratched themselves as Koloth cursed under his breath and tried to find the fleas as they continued jumping on him, but avoiding get hit by him. Spock, being back on the bridge of the Enterprise, could not help but feel for the fleas, as he knew they were surely heading to Klingon homeworld right now.
The logical end.